KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 21 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high around 30, winds northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. There will be a winter storm warning in effect from 9 a.m. on Tuesday to 6 a.m. on Wednesday for the most of the KJAN listing area, and we'll tell you more about that coming up during our weather. In the news, the Creston Police Department reports three weekend arrests. At around 5:40 a.m. Saturday, 36-year-old Alexander King of Creston was arrested for driving while revoked. He was released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. At around 11:36 p.m. Saturday, 26-year-old Patrick Hams of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on original charge of domestic abuse assault, injury, or mental illness. He was additionally charged with possession of a controlled substance marijuana first offense and possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine first offense. Hams was being held in the Union County Jail, that is, on a $3,000 bond. And a little after 2 p.m. on Sunday, 20-year-old Caden Witt of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for arson in the first degree. He was being held at the Union County Jail while awaiting bond. Connections Area Agency on Aging is offering a powerful Tools for Family Caregivers program, which is an evidence-based class. The online classes begin January 12th and are designed to benefit family caregivers by providing them with the tools and strategies they need to better handle the unique caregiver challenges they face. You're considered a caregiver if you often help a relative or friend with transportation, housekeeping, grocery shopping, personal care, medications, emotional support, or doctor's appointments. Powerful Tools for Family Caregiver classes meet online via Zoom with the requirement of having a computer or laptop with a microphone and camera. An optional Zoom practice session will be scheduled if needed. And those classes will meet once a week for 6 weeks, beginning on Tuesday, January 12th, and ending Tuesday, February 16th. You can also choose from one of two time slots to attend, either 1:30 to 3 o'clock or 6:30 to 8 p.m. Each class will run about 90 minutes, and it is intended for caregivers of adults with chronic conditions. Class size is limited, and registration is required by January 4th to ensure materials will arrive on time or upon filling the class. The caregiver help book and handouts will be mailed. There's no cost for the program, but you will receive an opportunity to donate. For more information, you can contact Jan Schnack, Family Caregiver Specialist at Connections Area Agency on Aging. Her number is 800-432-9209, extension 8116. The Iowa Department of Public Health today reports 275,467 confirmed cases of coronavirus statewide since the outbreak began, with an additional 534 cases confirmed since 10 a.m. on Sunday. Statewide death toll remains at 3,745 as of 10 a.m. Sunday. They've not updated their stats on that particular information yet. And of Iowa's pandemic-related deaths, COVID-19 is reported as the underlying cause for 3,439 deaths. For 306 Iowans, COVID-19 was a contributing factor to their deaths. The state's coronavirus website said 3,431 of the state's deaths involved Iowans with pre-existing conditions. The IDPH reports 123 COVID-19 outbreaks among long-term care facilities in the state, and that is two less than on Sunday. Accounting for 5,114 of the Iowa's current positive cases, COVID-19 outbreaks at long-term care facilities account for 1,137 of the state's total deaths. 3,225 patients and staff at LTCs have recovered. Hospitalizations are slightly on the rise from 553 Sunday to 586 today. There are 111 patients in an ICU, that's down from 109 on Sunday. 60 patients on a ventilator and 82 had been admitted, compared to 71 on Sunday. Hospitals in western and southwest Iowa, that's RMCC Region 4, say there are 33 hospitalized, one less than yesterday. 11 are in an ICU, 8 are on a ventilator, and one person was admitted to the hospital in the area. Total of 1,342,802 Iowans have been tested for COVID-19 so far. The average reported positivity rate is 12.1% over the last 14 days. 229,623 Iowans have recovered from the effects of COVID-19. Now here in Cass County, there are 6 new cases as of this morning for a total of 1,016 since the pandemic began. Pottawatomie County has 9 new cases since 10 a.m. on yesterday for a total of 8,084. You can take a look at the other numbers in the same story on our news page at KJAN.com, and we'll update that for you again at 10 o'clock when we get the current data information in for as far as the deaths and other information. Well, it's been nearly 10 months since Neil Bennett of Iowa City became Iowa's first person hospitalized for the coronavirus. The 74-year-old is still dealing with the impact. The Cedar Rapids Gazette reports that Bennett was admitted to a hospital in early March. And though he long ago returned home, Bennett still uses a cane and a walker and undergoes physical therapy and pulmonary rehabilitation to build up strength in his body and lungs. Bennett says he sometimes becomes impatient with his progress and craves a sense of normalcy. He urges people to wear a mask, maintain social distancing, and wash their hands frequently. Researchers are making progress in trying to combat what's known as white noise syndrome, which has killed many thousands of bats in Iowa and millions across the continent. Jeremy Coleman, the National White Noise Syndrome Coordinator for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, says scientists are working to create an aerosol spray to genetically silence the fungus that causes the disease without hurting the bats.
We would use what's called RNA interference to silence genes within the fungal pathogen and reduce the severity of the disease on bat. Any tool that will come from that is pretty far off at this point, as this is just kind of the initial stab at getting a look at that technology.
Some native bat species are being pushed to the brink of extinction by the disease, and Coleman says bats are very important to agriculture as they eat tons of insects that harm crops. He says researchers are also working on a vaccine that will put a halt to those white nose syndrome in bats.
They wouldn't have to be injected. What we're looking at is an oral vaccine where they could consume the vaccine and share it within a site. The benefit of that is we don't have to treat them while they're in hibernation. We would treat them when they're still in their summer maternity colonies, and then they would take that vaccine, ingest it, and then take the benefits of that back into hibernation with them.
White nose syndrome, which was first discovered in the U.S. in 2007, is killing up to 90% of the bats in some colonies. Bats are critical pest controllers, and in the U.S. alone, Coleman says bats save farmers at least $3.7 billion per year in pest control services, a figure he says is conservative.
They are the primary consumer of night-flying insects, and there are a number of crop pests and human pests that bats consume nightly. With the disease spreading, resulting in tons of insects that are not now being consumed and would have to be addressed with pesticides.
Due to the drastic reduction in native bat populations, he says millions of insects are feeding on trees and crops, which can impact forestry, agriculture, and human health. White nose syndrome is caused by a fungus which can look like white fuzz on bats' muzzles and wings. The fungus thrives in cold, damp places and infects bats during their hibernation. It's confirmed in Iowa and 34 other states, as well as 7 Canadian provinces. In an update to our reports on Sunday, the Iowa State Patrol today has identified 2 people who died and a person who was injured during a wrong-way head-on crash on I-80 eastbound in eastern Iowa. The accident happened late Saturday on Interstate 80 near Walcott. The Iowa State Patrol says a 1999 Chrysler Concorde was traveling eastbound in the westbound lanes when it struck an Infiniti QX60. The driver of the Chrysler, 30-year-old Amanda Lynn Countryman of Compton, Illinois, was killed, along with 28-year-old Connor Riesenbigler of New York City. The driver of the Infiniti, 27-year-old John Martin Keene of the Bronx, New York, was hospitalized, but his condition was not released. The patrol says the accident remains under investigation. And the Iowa Department of Corrections reports an inmate died over the weekend. The DOC says 77-year-old Ronald James Calvert was declared dead Saturday morning after an unexpected medical emergency. Authorities say no foul play was expected. Calvert had been serving a 25-year sentence for the crime of sexual abuse in the second degree out of Floyd County. His sentence began May 6th of 2014. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.